Wayne and I went car shopping some years ago, and the minute we stepped on the car lot, I knew my car's not here. I knew it as well as I knew my name. Well, we were already captured by a salesman who tried to escort us from car to car and held on to us, and he wanted us to go to lunch, go to lunch, go to lunch, take my car, go to lunch, beautiful car. And I know, I don't care what car he puts me in, I'm not buying on this lot. I knew the minute I put my foot out of my car, I'm not buying on this lot. Now all I'm trying to do is escape. And people that are worried, fretful, anxious, the word fret, the bottom water frets the riverbank. In other words, it washes it out in places. When we moved on our property, there's a canal there that connects Lake Parker and Saddle Creek, and Joel could put one foot on one bank and one foot on the other and straddle the little bit of water that went through that. Now it's about 25 foot deep maybe, and at least 30 foot wide, wider in some spots. And the county has had to come in and do some rock work to keep it from washing because it's fretted away. And that's what worry does. It washes away the thoughts of heaven, prevents you from seeing clearly. So we're not going to be washed out. We're not going to be shaken. We're going to pray.
That's right.
Because that's our answer, because God knows our answer. And this says, saturated with prayer. Love that. Saturated.
Yeah.
Soaked. You know, if you get caught in the rain, you'd say, oh, I am soaking wet. You should be soaked in prayer. Faith-filled request. Now, what I want you to see is with overflowing gratitude. You have a major dilemma, and you're trying not to worry. It says, pray with gratitude. Why would you pray with gratitude? Because I've got a big problem here. I've got something I need to solve here, and I don't know what the solution is. You know me, I worry about 3 days before I come to myself and realize I'm worried. I don't know why it sneaks up on me like that. In the middle of the night, I wake up, I'm thinking about the same thing I was thinking about before I went to bed. I was thinking about yesterday before I went to bed, and suddenly it dawns on me. And I said, Lord, I turn this over to you. I turn loose of this. I will never worry about this again. And anytime I think of that, I said, no, that's God's problem. I gave that to God. I turned it over to Him. And when you pray, you turn it over to Him to bring you the divine solution. And you don't touch it again. If you touch it again, you put a bee's nest right in the middle of your solution. An attack of Satan and hell. He said, don't ever think about that again. A lady asked me to do something I didn't think was particularly wisdom. I started to say, are you sure we want to do that? But nice lady, led of the Spirit. And I just thought, well, she's probably right. I'm probably just, well, anyway. So after I did it, worked out fine. But for days I thought, I hope that doesn't boomerang. I sure hope that doesn't boomerang. I thought, that is going to come flying back and she's not going to get the blame I am. Because I did the acting on her word. Well, about the third day, I came to myself in the middle of the night, and I turned loose of that. I said, no, 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 don't. That's what I want you to hear. And I said, that's your problem, God. That's your problem. The psalmist said, roll it over on the Lord.
Yes.
Roll it over. Well, if you're going somewhere and you have a major backpack, or you're like me, you have a pocketbook that weighs 10 pounds. You give that to somebody else and they carry it and you don't carry it anymore. And God can solve it. He's carrying it to bring you a solution. He can solve your problem. But I've got to turn loose of it. That means when it comes back on me, it did several times, I had to say, no, 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 don't, Becky, don't. Stop that. You getting the point?
Yes.
It says, pray with thanksgiving. Now, this is our fourth week on worship, praise and thanksgiving. That's where I was headed. That's my introduction. Why would you pray with thanksgiving? See, we pray with complaining. We pray in agony. We do all kinds of praying that wouldn't be necessarily with thanksgiving. But the promise of the scripture, once I roll it over on the Lord, turn loose of it, then God is going to work and bring my solution. He is going to bring my answer. My answer is found in Him. And if I turn loose of it and make that permanent, you know about permanent waves? They were always temporary. I never had a permanent wave because my hair is real curly. But Mother always had a permanent wave, and I knows after a while she'd have to have another one. But this is permanent. This is really, really permanent. This is really, really lasting. This is really, really eternal. When you rest upon the eternal word of God, doesn't matter how you feel about it or what comes boomeranging back to you, say, no, that's not my problem. That's not my problem. That's God's problem.